Shalom Aleichem. This recording is being done pretty late in the game. It's already almost 12 o'clock here in Eretz Yisrael, Erev Shabbos. Let me mention first that next week there will not be a shiur. It will be in Chutz Laretz. As to whether there will be one before Parshas Metzora, that remains to be seen, since I'll be returning on Thursday from Chutz Laretz, I'm not sure. And in Mitzvah Hashem, before the Seder, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully I'll try and put together something that will be useful, I hope, for everyone for Pesach. In any event, I'm going to attempt to be brief because it is a late hour. The title of our discussion today is Correction and Prevention of Sin, and the Ptira of a Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh L'Vracha L'Chai Olam Abba. It seems to be an odd combination of things, but the fact is I think it's not all that odd. Let's start. First, before we even get, we have the reason that I said that we're having an intersection here between correction and prevention of sin is because post-Parsha Shmini and the Korbanos that are brought on the eighth day of the Miluim, the eighth day of the inaugural process of the Mishkan, so those Korbanos do relate, some of them relate to the cleansing of the sin, the kapara for the sins of the Chet HaEgel, and we know that Parah Aduma, this week is Parshas Parah. Parah Aduma, as Rashi tells us from Chazal, is also there to be metayer us, to cleanse us from the Chet HaEgel. I think it speaks to two different aspects. And then, of course, this past Sunday was the Levaya of Maran Sar HaTorah, and this is certainly not hyperbole. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vracha. Let's start. Pasuk says, with regard to the building of the Mishkan, back in Sefer Shmos, Re'ei Korasi B'Shem B'Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur L'Matei Yehuda. Hashem says that he has called upon B'Tzalel to be the chief architect of the Mishkan. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to instill, imbue him with chachma, tuna, das, etc., with regard to all the workings that will be necessary to create the Mishkan. Says Rashi, and chachma, mashalim shomei advarim acherim v'lamad, that which a person receives from someone else, the definition of chachma, to receive from someone else. Receive from an earlier source, a higher source. Usvuna, uvisvuna, mevin davar milibo, mitok dvarim shalamat. The ability to be able to extrapolate from that which one has learned, how it is applied, how it is meant to be applied, etc. Each one of these deserves their own discussion at great, great length. The last, though, I think is what the point that I'd like to make from here, uvadas, ruach hakodesh. Das is ruach hakodesh. Das is Ruach HaKodesh? Really? In other words, you can't make a kinyan unless you're a bardas, unless you're of age. Every child possesses Ruach HaKodesh. Every day when we say, Atachonin la'odam das, ma'amed la'nosh b'nei, chanein amitachad, de'a b'nei v'askel b'ruchato Hashem, chanein ha'das, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is a shomei ha'tfilah, he sends us das, he sends us Ruach HaKodesh? What does Rashi mean of a das ruach hakodesh? So I think what's important over here is to understand, this is the way I understand it in any event, is that indeed Rashi tells us the das is ruach hakodesh. He's telling us that ruach hakodesh is on the continuum of an aspect of our perception of reality called das. It's a long, long way down the continuum. But we all are on that line. We're all on that continuum. As it extends and extends and extends, it reaches Ruach HaKodesh. Because that's what Das is. Das is the ability. What is my perception of reality? What is my perception of reality? Is my perception of reality saying that, once again, I'm not pontificating, please don't suspect me of it. I struggle with these things all the time. Is my perception of reality, money, fame, pleasure, even nachas, let's enter into the world of Kedusha, is that are those the defining, is that the litmus test, are those the defining parameters of life? Or are the defining parameters of life something else? Something that transcends all of that. The defining parameters of life are Torah. This doesn't mean that a person is neither a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker, in addition. But the defining parameters are Torah. That was Reb Chaim. He saw things that other people didn't see. Because the way he looked at the world was totally through the lens of Torah. I'm not giving a hasbit, certainly not worthy to give a hasbit. But that's what Rashi means, the Gabi Betzala. You should know, his das will be not a simple das. Not the das that hopefully we all possess once we're of age. But the das that we aspire to, and the das that anashim gdolim, gdolim, gdolim ad ma'od are zocha to, Ruach HaKodesh. What does that have to do with our discussion here? I think it has a lot to do with our discussion here. Because perceptions of reality are shape our actions, our relationships with the Creator, with the world within which He placed us, with one another. Perceptions of reality. So let's examine. The Gemara says in Shabbos, V'amar Yishuv ben Levi, Ma'ay dechtziv, Vayara am ki boshesh Moshe. Al tikri boshesh ela bo'oshesh. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us about the unfortunate catastrophe known as the Cheta Egel, the sin of the golden calf. It says, Vayara am ki boshesh Moshe. Moshe was tarrying, boshesh. But it says, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, embedded in this understanding of boshesh, of tarrying, is bo'oshesh. The sixth hour has come. Moshe is not here. They made a mistake in Cheshbon when Moshe Rabbeinu would be arriving. By what hour he would be arriving. Shalom Moshe l'amaram amar lehen l'Yisrael l'sof arbaim yom b'tchilas sheish ani ba. L'sof arbaim yom b'satan. The question was whether to add that first day or not. They thought they were supposed to add it. In fact, they were only supposed to add all the full days. It's just the target for the next day. But that's not our issue right now. Our issue is what happened. Ba Satan. Came to Satan. Mitara. Satan. Right. The one that befuddles us. Ventriloquist's voice that's inside of us that we think is really ours. But isn't ours. Ba Satan v'ir bivis olam hen Moshe rabchem eichanu. Where is Moshe? Yitzhar is coming. No, where is he? Why is he not here? Amrlo olal amaram. They said to him, he's gone up to the heavens to receive the Torah. Amrlo hen bo sheish. The sixth hour has come. He said he would be here by now. Why isn't he here? Lo yishgich olav. They were able to deflect him. Mace. He's died, for sure, says the Yetzirah. Lo yishgich olav. They were able once again to deflect him. Hera lahen dumus mitoso. He showed them a vision of Moshe's bier, his funeral bier. Behind it, kami leila aron kizeh ha'ish Moshe. Right? We don't know what happened to him. He showed them Moshe's funeral bier. There's different ways to understand this. Cook actually has something very fascinating on this, but I think for our purposes right here, we'll see the Maharal. Maharal says, Ba'ashesh, ha'ilo lovo, v'adayu meis. Nope, they were able to push him away. V'al kol zahe, agover ha'seichel, the seichel was still able, as it were, to push away these gnawing ideas. V'lo yishgiach ha'seichel b'zeh. Hiti mitzad ha-satan ki meis Moshe v'gam al zelo yishkech ha-seichel. He's died. Why he's not here? You know why he's not here? Because he died. The seichel is able once again to deflect it. Acheher elahem mitaso biur inyan ze kishein hadavar poshut etzal adam shiyeh masig hadavar me'atzmo. You hear, I don't perceive it this way, but this is what I heard. This is the reality that way. I've received from somebody else. I don't have to be mekabler. I don't have to accept it. Aval achakach, I'm synopsizing the maral. Achakach hayatos lahem kimo muskal rishon v'davar zanikra shiroa adavar be'atzmo. The workings of the Yetzer Hara, right? First it gnaws away. And then you hear its voice, as it were, in your ears. I'm not talking here about people, what you call, experiencing necessarily psychotic episodes, right? But we hear the voice gnawing away at us, and then finally, what you call, finally, it's able to penetrate until that's the way we see reality. He indeed must be gone. And then we've been ensnared. Finished. Once we see reality that way, we're finished. As I said before, Rav Chaim Kanievsky never saw reality that way. He saw it exclusively through the lens of the Torah. And that's why he was zochet to what he was zochet to. I know people. They told things to them. I'm not coming to tell stories now. I know people, they told things to them. Unbelievable things he told to them. About what they should do. About what they should be concerned with. About what they need to fix. He was on the continuum of Das. In the direction of Ruach HaKodesh. Let's examine now. In our parsha, Vayiva Yom Hashmini Kara Moshe La'aron Levon of the Zikzni Yisrael Vayomer El Moshe Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar Lechatas Va'ayel Olo Tmimim Ya'akrev Lifnei Hashem Vel Bnei Yisrael Tidaber Lemor Kchu Sivizim Lechatas Ve'egel Ve'cheves Bnei Shama Tmimim Le'Ola. So Aaron is to take an egel for a chatas, he's meant to take an aisle for an ola. Bnei Yisrael are meant to take a sir izim v'chatos and an egel v'keves bnei shana t'mim l'ola. 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 So they told us Yitzchak, the uncle of Beis Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's his uncle. I left out actually the Shlomi here that Klal Yisrael is meant to bring as well. Okay. Once again, I'm synopsizing. The hour is late. Madua tziva b'akobonos Yisrael seir, b'akobonos Aaron lo tziva korban seir. L'zeh safek amu chazal. You hear the question. The question is, why is it that the chatos, which is coming to mechaper, on a maisa aveira, an action of aveira, a severe action of aveira that was committed. So with regard to Klal Yisrael, they bring a seir izim l'chatos. Whereas that Aaron does not bring a seir izim lechatas. He does bring an egel, but he doesn't bring a seir izim. So it says, he told us Yitzchak, the Chazal itself in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Medrash addressed this. Amru Chazal, Yisrael yesh behem b'tchila v'yesh behem basof. Yisrael has an avera both in the beginning, i.e. as we'll see in just a moment, in the world of machshava, in a person's perception of reality, and then afterwards an Aveira also in the end. Yeah, an Aveira in the end. An Aveira in the end. Yesh ben betchol besof betchila. Ve'ashchatu se'ir izim. In other words, embedded in the fabric of Klal Yisrael. Not this generation. This is the Reshim Kabbalah Torah. But our forebearers, the Shvatim, they sold Yosef, Be'inyan Yosef, im Echov. They slaughtered a seer izim, they dipped his coat in blood and gave it to their father and said, is this not the coat of your son Yosef? Akerna, es ksonos bincha. Dipped in the blood of the seer. So that's the aver b'tchila. It's there. They haven't done it now, the maisa. They didn't do it now in action. Not in this generation. But It's there in its beginnings, in their beginnings. The Yishma Masof, Ovan Egel, Lachin Korban Seir Lachapra al Ovan Yosef, and Korban Egel Lachapra al Maisa Egel. They have to bring a Korban Chatos, right? Of a Seir Izin Chatos, and an Egel, yeah, La'ola. Chatos, and an Egel La'ola. We still have a problem. Why is the Egel La'ola? Right? Wasn't the Egel Lachatos? And by our own, the Egel is Lachatos, and an isle is the Ola. So he addresses this. He says as follows. Perhaps I'll synopsize. He says, Aaron, with regard to the Egel, his action came out flawed. He helped make the Egel. His machshava was pure. His machshava was the intention to save the Jewish people from sin. He had no thought that the Egel was really something worthwhile to worship. His thought with regards to Egel were pure. Though he did have a problem with regards to Egel, his cheshbon, that he should try and stop them from, God forbid, killing him. He was afraid perhaps they would kill him, and then they would be beyond redemption. And therefore, it allowed them to go through this whole process. That mistake, that toast, that error in Machshava, born from his deep love of the Jewish people. So that needed cleansing. So the Egel, he brings the Chatas, because Lamaisa befall, he made the Egel. He doesn't need an Egel La'ola, because his Machshava in terms of Avodah Zarah was pure. He does need an Ayel though La'ola, to cleanse him of his mistaken consideration, as it were, for the Jewish people in this case. Afraid perhaps they would kill him just like they had killed Hur. And they'd be beyond redemption. But instead he enabled them to be chote befall with the Egel. So therefore Aaron is an Egel Chatos and an Ayel La'ola. But in Israel, they need a Seir Izim Lachatos. They need a Seir Izim Lachatos. Why? As Meshech Chokma talks about Parshas Achrimos, that the most fundamental flaw, there are two fundamental flaws in the fabric of the Jewish people. As we say in the conclusion of the bracha, in the Shemona Esrei, in the middle bracha on Yom Kippurim, Salchon Yisrael and Machon L'Shivtei Yisroel Mechol Dor V'Dor. Two sins, as it were. Right? The sin of the Egel, Salchon Yisrael and Machon L'Shivtei Yisroel. And to those who should have been straight, but they weren't. They weren't straight with their brother. They sold Joseph into slavery, etc. These two sins, as it were, reverberate in the catacombs of the history of the Jewish people. So the Jewish people need to bring a Seir Izim L'Chatos on the Maisa of Mechiras Yosef. And an Egel V'Keves B'nei Shana Timim La'Ola for their Machshavos. They were not right. The Machshavos, because after all, by the time that we're inaugurating the Mishkan, right, all those who had actually sinned in the Egel, some died by the sword, some died by the Magefa, some died from having drunk in the waters, the Meisota that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them to drink, and they died from that. The only ones who were left were those who thought in their minds, you know, maybe this is a great idea, this Egel stuff. It was all Machshava. All Machshava. So therefore, they bring that Egel Ola and the Keves in general to cleanse them from Machshava, because that's the nature of the Korban Ola. The Ola cleanses Machshava, the Chatas cleanses an act. B'nai Yisrael's Chatas is the Sir Izim, Chait of actually selling Yosef. The Egel Akeves are La Ola, the Egel specifically for those who are left from the sin of the golden calf, because these people who left are not those who actually did anything, but they were happy perhaps about it, considered it as a possibility. They need an Egel and a Keves for their general correction of Machshavos that were not pure, etc. Yehuri Avera and the like. The Tolz Yitzchak asks, in addition, why is it that Klai Yisrael is Zocha to a Korban Shlomim and Aaron is not Zocha to a Korban Shlomim? And he says, basically, because Hashem was not Mitzav Aaron a Korban Shlomim, because he knew that on this very day, as we read in our Parsha, Nadav Avihu would die, and Aaron would not be in a state of Shlemus. Okay. Further. There's an interesting pasuk, once again, in the beginning of our parsha, Shmini. V'yom Moshe el Aaron krav el mizbeach v'seyat chatoscha v'esoloscha v'losecha v'chaper ba'adcha uva'ad ha'am v'aseyat korban ha'am v'chaper ba'adam kasher tziva Hashem. Although double, there's no problem here. We said, do your chatos, your ola, that's what Moshe tells Aaron, you bring your chatos, your ola, be chaper for yourself, and for the sake of the people. Sake of the people? The next phrase says, there's korban am, and then also bring the korban am and cleanse them. What do you mean, for the sake of the people? That's the next phrase, that's the next part of the pasuk. Says the Oruch L'Chaim. Says, he asked Shmuel Shmelke in Nicholsburg. I hope Mitzvah Hashem next week to be by his tzion. Eich mekayim im v'haftel reicha kamocha be'emes. They asked him, how do you mekayim the mitzvah v'haftel reicha kamocha? V'asa li ra. How can I be mekayim v'haftel reicha? This person did me dirty. V'hiz bir li, halo kol Yisrael nefesh achas, upam sh'adam osa la'atzmu b'shoge korv l'mezid chabur gudol. You're not being careful with your hammer, you're putting in a nail, you're not being all that careful, and bang! V'roshu melech ala yivorim. אם יעשה זה אדם בשיחו שבראשו ויעקה היד או הרגל שלו שעושה לו החבור הגדול יחשב זה למשוגע ומבוא שיגרו לעצמו עוד צער. If the head were allowed me now to have the left hand bleeding, right, and mangled with this hammer, now pick it up and strike the right hand, they'd say, you, my dear sir, have a problem. Perhaps they're calling me.
Call from Schwerditz
Tone. You might just have a really big problem. Ay, ay, ay. Right? Says Moshe, Aaron, you're such an Ohr of Israel, but because of their fears, their unjustified fears, their anxieties, they're not seeing the world correctly. They saw Moshe's mita, as it were. In other words, they allowed a false perception of reality to penetrate their understanding of the world. And because of that, you sinned. It says, Shehizir Moshe l'Aaron, Sheim cholehem al shechtiu. V'niyichos harosh al hayad shalo al haregel shalo sh'asa bo makah gedola shalo b'chavonah v'seichel rak k'maisa behema kanal. Father Abba, k'shatavis korbancha v'techapi b'adcha techaper gam aleihem al sh'yechtiu oscho b'zeh. Forgive them for their chelik, for their portion in causing you to sin. That's what it means v'chaper b'adcha u'ba'ad ha'am. And then, of course, afterwards, Aseis Kobana'am, Chaper Aleim, for the actual sin that they did. We're all one. Perceptions. How we view the world. They saw the Mita of Moshe. Wrong way to look at life. To allow false perceptions to penetrate into our worldview. This is all cleansing. Prevention. So is Chukas HaTorah. Says Rashi, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Visha Satan Beumos HaOlam Monin Yisrael Lomar Ma HaMitzvah Zos Ma Tam Yeshba Vichach Kosa BaChukah. Why is it called a Chukah? A Chok, a statute that we don't understand. Says Rashi, for the Satan and the nations of the world come and they cluck their tongues at us and they say, oh, you foolish Jews, what is this mitzvah? What does it mean? Right? It makes this person tahar, the person who carries the waters of the paraduah necessarily. If he's tahar, he becomes tameh. What is the heebie-jeebie stuff? Right? You're not even offering it as a sacrifice in your temple. You're burning it outside the temple. What are you trying to attract demons? Is this something out of very picturesque Greek mythology stories of Homer? What is it? Gzeirahi milafanai. It's gzeirah v'inlecha reshus v'harher achareha. Says the Sfas Emes. He says, I don't understand. Why do we need the Satan? Why do we need the Satan and the Umos Olam, the nations of the world, to tell us what's the understanding over here? If there's no understanding, we should say it ourselves. We ask the question. We don't need the Goyim to ask the question. We don't need the Satan to ask the question. We ask the question. It doesn't make any sense. Says the Sfas Emes, because really, in our essence, we don't have a question, because it does make sense. Problem is that we are too attached to the system of the here and the now of physicality to be able to understand the answer. Moshe can understand the answer. Moshe is not attached. Right? The ununderstandable to us is only because we've created a blockage. Therefore, we attribute the question to the nations of the world, we attribute the question to the Satan rather than to us, because really, in our essence, we could know the answer. So the fascinating thing is Fasemis. Elanira Shesh Batam Ach Ief Shalahasigatam ad Achartikun Aguf. It's not possible, as it were, to absorb, to understand, to contemplate, to comprehend the tam of Paraduma, unless a person has been mitzhaking his goof. What does that mean? This is a fascinating, fascinating thing. He says, Gidivrei Torah heim hipuch divrei olam hazeh, shatam mevi lamaisa, shaladei shechoshek latam olam hazeh, v'habalav, osa osam v'achachach nim osim alav. The Torah the hipuch al yedei ha'maise af she'enu mis'av lehen zocha achakach lahasig hatam lis'avos lehem. So Sam says here an unbelievable fundamental. It says, in Olam Hazeh, the sweet taste, the taste of pleasure, is what causes us to search for the repetition of whatever act it was that gave us that pleasure. The tam always precedes the action. I mean, you do it once, you're intrigued, whatever, right? whatever the case may be. There's always a beginning point, but that's not our discussion at the moment. Then to taste it, right, taste it. And then you want to do it again, and you taste it, and you want to do it again. But it always leaves you afterwards. But later, but I taste it, and that causes me to the action. Alive with pleasure. Alive with pleasure. And in the end, the person realizes he has nothing. Perhaps a memory. But there's no eternity attached to it. Whereas with the Torah, it's a chok. But the commitment to do that which you know is right, as opposed to that which is convenient, creates a whole new worldview. As you do it, you begin to taste it. And as you do it, you begin to taste it. The commitment to doing it gives you the taste, rather than the taste entreats that you do the action again. Lachain, says the Sfasnam, is Moshe Rabbeinu al-Vashom, Shenikra Ish Elokim, Nivdol Me'olam Hazeh, V'Lachach, right? Lachain, L'chani Megala Tam Me'Para, L'Acherim Chuka. The Medrash says, Chazal say, that's why Hashem says to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, I will reveal, because you are marching the beat of a different drummer. You're not preoccupied with anything of Olam Hazeh. To you I'll reveal it. To everyone else, it remains a hidden secret. It's a chukah. And so too also, Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamus Bo'el, as it says later on in Parshas Parah. Yeram Reish Lakish, Ta'am Reish Lakish, Minayin She'en Divrei Torah Miskaimim Bi She'meim Mis Atzmo Aleha, Shneem Rezos HaTorah Adam Ki Yamus Bo'el, Kol HaBo'el HaOel, Kol HaShir Bo'el, Yitma Shivas Yamim. Says Reish Lakish, upon the Zos Chukas HaTorah Adam Ki Yamus Bo'el, the Torah is Miskaim B'mi She'meim Mis Atzmo Aleha. Chaim detached himself from all inyan olam hazeh, similar to those things that related to him. His attachment to olam hazeh was only what was necessary for others, and the Torah was miskayim by him. Adam ki yamos ba'ohel. This is the prevention. The prevention is that the attachment to Torah gives the person a new set of taste buds. The complete attachment to the world of Torah, the fulfillment of Torah, gives him a completely different set of taste buds. Let's go back to Paraduma. In Paraduma, here's the methodology. The methodology is the preventive methodology, the methodology of prevention, as opposed to cleansing. Cleansing, we discussed this in Parsha Shemini. Prevention is here. Tahara is here. Purity is here. It says Rashi, Par Aduma Mashal Leben Shivcha Shetineh Paltid Shel Melech. What is it comparable to? To a Shivcha, to a maidservant whose child soiled the palace of the king. Tovu imu tekanea chatzoa. Let the mother come and cleanse up the mess that her son made, her child made. Right? Kach tovu poro techaper ala egel. So too let the poro come and cleanse away the filth of the egel. In the process of making the paraduma, it was not just the paraduma alone that was burned in the pyre outside of Yerushalayim on Har HaZeisim. But it was also with a combination of lokach hakoin etz erez ve'izel v'shnisolas v'hishlich al tok sreif v'sapora. Says the Sforno, the shnitolas, the crimson thread, is to show that this is sinful behavior that we need to correct over here. And the etz erez and the ezov are talking to us about a confused worldview. The eight eras is I make myself tall and strong, proud, yeah, self-reliant, self-full of myself, like the tall eras, the tall cedar. That's one form of sin. But says the Sforno, this is not the way that Rashi explains, but the Sforno. And the Azov, the small hyssop, sometimes I make myself small and insignificant, and that also sometimes can be a sin. As I mentioned below here, right? Contemplate this for a moment. How often does the cheapening of mitzvos bother us? Be accepting. Be accepting. Don't, you know, don't make waves. You're okay, I'm okay. Right? As long as we don't step on one another's civil liberties. I made myself into an Azov, and I shouldn't have. How often does the front to our own cover turn us ballistic? I don't need to bring examples. Then I've made myself incorrectly into an heiress. That's the story. We need, as it were, to realize that we stand always at a crossroads, not just in terms of action, but in terms of worldview. What is my worldview? Is our worldview what the world at large calls reality? And upon that I append, yeah, my connection to Torah learning, to mitzvot, etc. Or is my worldview through the lens of the Torah? And now I have to contend with the other issues, as it were, that are taking place. Once again, this does not negate one's being butcher, baker, or candlestick maker. But it does negate an askewed worldview. That's the prevention. Says the Gemara Brachos, Amr of Levi bar Chama, Amr of Shim ben Lakish, L'olam yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Ra, Shneema Rigzuv al Techto. It's a battle. It's a battle. If we don't actively struggle to make the fulcrum of our worldview the Torah, and the rest of that which transpires in the world around us as peripheral, not non-existent, but peripheral, then we're beginning to lose the beginning of the battle. The Jewish people of Chet Egel, they allowed their panic to become reality, their anxiety to become reality. And this took them down a terrible road. If, however, we remember the lesson of the Eitz Erez and the Azov that came along in the burning of the Parah Aduma, and how that cleanses Matayr, it purifies us from the unhealthy attitudes represented by the Chet HaEgel. If we in fact do battle with our Yetzer Hara, Olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara, Shneim Arigzu Val Techto, then we'll be a few more steps down that same continuum that's called Das, that right. Shmuel Yosef Chaim Kanievsky was zocha to a das that resonated Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, B'ez Hashem, so meet not next week, probably not the week after, but B'ez Hashem the week before Pesach. Okay, have a good Shabbos, and I hope this was useful. Be well. Take care.